Yeah, I flick. Yeah, she's flicking them while I'm talking to her. She's flicking her boobs.
That's what happens. I'm told that's
flicky,
what happens.
Flicky, 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 flicky.
Welcome back to
Estiofio.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Estiofio. That's Hello. Not me.
That is me.
Wow, that's not a surprise.
Because it's me. What do you mean? You mean like, oh, you have a friend that texts you?
No, it just makes the same noise as the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
It's Estiofio.
The show. That's the show where we read news stories, talk shit, and keep it. I'm your host with the most.
Robot parts.
Robot parts?
Yeah.
I have robot parts?
Terminator.
Dun 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 dun. So I've kind of hyped myself up. I want to watch it now.
But why did you hype yourself up?
I don't know why. I was just thinking Terminator.
I came into the house and you were like dun 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 dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm into it.
And then you yelled at me and then you went dun 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 dun.
Because you didn't know what Terminator was.
No, I didn't know what dun 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 was.
It was one of the most recognizable themes in movie fucking history.
Sorry if I don't recognize old school's version of dun 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 dun.
I'm sorry, but everybody, okay, everybody on this who listens to this fucking podcast, I know you never get in touch with me. This one time, just go, yeah, Charlie's an idiot. Everybody knows what dun 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 is.
But they're gonna answer yeah because I said what it was.
No, they're gonna say it because you're an idiot.
And well, what was the first
part you
said?
I'm sorry, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, this is my bad. You're just not cultured.
was the first part you did?
Dun, 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 dun.
No, da-da-da or something?
No, I did that later.
What was it?
Da-na-na-na-na-na. That was totally off key. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Everybody knows what that is.
And then it goes,
da-da-dun-da-dun. Yeah, there you go.
I could just imagine the movie.
Some
and then
guy
it's
doing
and
it.
And just you.
Because Terminator's,
dun,
dun, Terminator's dun, dun, walking, and it's just me going. Dun, 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 dun. See, that's the movie. T2 is one of the best movies ever made, and you haven't seen it.
That was me, my beer. Me beer on me water.
Me beer on me water. Arr, matey. Me beer on me water. Fuck you. Okay. What's going on in your life? I haven't seen you in that.
Do we have a commercial?
Yes, we do. Charlie, we have a commercial, and it's not like I'm trying to stall as I'm pressing a button or nothing. Charlie, we have a new sponsor this week.
Wait, is it my turn?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's just pretend it's mine.
Okay.
Queefinfo.com, Charlie, go.
Queefinfo.com. Does your does your lady parts queef from time to time while you have sex?
That's a good question. Mine don't. How about yours?
Sometimes yeah. They make noise and they go queef 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 queef.
Queef queef with me. You know what you got to do? Get a little WD-40 in that. You get rid of that.
Well, that's what queefinfo.com is for. So that you go on the website and you go queefinfo.com and then you read and it says all the information that you need to know in order for your vagina to stop queefing.
So it's just, you got this big queef fact page, right?
That's right. And it has WD-40 there on the answer. Nice. And it has essential oils and alcohol to try to make you forget that you're on the website.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Queef. Private browsing?
Yes. It goes automatic. As soon as you go on the website, it goes incognito.
Yeah. So imagine your boyfriend.
So that you don't
like,
tell your web browser that you're there. Wow.
So like your boyfriend's on the PC. He types Q because he's going to some like local Quebec site. And what pops up?
Queefinfo.com. But we got you covered, old school. We automatically put it on invisible mode and it will not affect your history so that you can browse in peace.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's information that people need to know. And that's you're right. Doing a service to the queefing community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And coming soon is...
Coming soon.
It's coming soon info.
Well, wait, there's more. What.com?
Coming soon info.com.
Coming soon info.com.
Coming soon.
Coming soon? Coming soon?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Sweet.
So, yeah, that's a... Call them. And stop your queefing today.
Stop it. Stop it, man.
Okay, what's up with you?
All right. So, you know, I was in Toronto last week. Yeah, Schwarzenegger was there.
You were in Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you do in Toronto?
Hey, well, you know, I was training that new lady person.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so what?
Take two.
Oh, I'm queefing. Yeah. What was her nationality? And was she hot?
Jamaican.
We were way off.
Yeah, you were off. You said Romanian.
I said Romanian. So.
She is the most non-stereotypical IT person I've ever met.
Good. Good for her.
First of all, she's
break
fucking...
Break boundaries. No way.
I break the wall down. She's cool, though. Very cool. She's, I think, mid to late 40s. Born in Jamaica.
She better be mid to late 40s because she would hate you for life for saying that.
I have no idea. She doesn't listen to the show, thankfully. I'm guessing. I don't know. Like, lived in the States for a bit. So okay. She's a traveler. She's a traveling lady.
Because she's been to the States? She's a traveler?
No, she's been there, like, she lived there.
So she's a traveler?
No, but she didn't go to, like, Pittsburgh, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? She's okay. In, like, New Jersey for a bunch of years.
Okay.
And she came here. She went to Jamaica and all this.
Okay.
She's traveling, man. Traveling the world.
Charlie, New Jersey to here.
One continent at a time. Yeah. And she's like into bodybuilding, like weightlifting. Mm. She's like the most non-stereotypical. Whenever you think of geek, you think a dude with like the pot belly, the nerd guy, you know what I mean? Like with the fucking greasy shirt. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You were saying the password.
That's exactly how you sound like.
It's usually how I sound like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And she's very cool. The only thing I notice personality traits in people that annoy me. That's everybody I meet.
Life.
That's you. You know that you're talking about. What's your fucking your
pet peeve?
No, your like hidden talent. It's like I can pick out, and I just realized this. I can pick out the most bizarre like personality traits in people like within minutes of meeting them.
Meaning that you can read people.
Yes, I'm very good at reading people, but I also pick out their quirks specifically.
Oh, okay.
Give you an example.
Okay. Give me an example.
This girl I was training. Woman I was training. So she, every time I'll explain something.
Okay.
Like, I guess.
This is the start button.
Yeah. Every time I explain something, I'll be like, okay, this is the procedure. You got to open this thing. Click on this thing. And geeks mostly like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like you show them 2 seconds, they know what it is. With her, I guess she uses this as a memorizing technique or I don't know.
She repeats it.
Yes. But for everything. So it's like, I'll be like, okay, you got to open this file, save it as this thing. So she's like, okay, what you're saying is you want me to open the file and then you want me to save it as this.
She says, so you're saying is?
Not only that, she also says, okay, 1,000 times.
I hate that.
Okay, 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 okay.
I hate that.
Okay, 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 okay. So what you're saying is that you don't like when people say, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I hate that.
It's the equivalent of you're driving on a highway and you know you get into traffic and you're like, fuck. And you get like a 5-minute traffic thing and it opens up again. It's like me working with this person is I'm going at 90 and every time she says, so you're saying, I get stuck in a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
Like a met and I'm like, and yeah. You can't say anything. I mean, I get it. Like, our shit's super customized, fucking whatever. She's just learning, you know? No. But it's just... That's
annoying.
It's tough.
But it's also... She's stopping herself from learning because her mind just says okay.
Yeah,
you know who says that, actually?
Who?
My sister does that.
Really? I didn't notice that. Okay.
My sister does that during her trainings.
Huh.
So, I went to see... My sister is...
The trainer, like human resources.
Yeah, she'll go into companies.
For employees how to either deal with each other or deal with employees.
Exactly.
Interpersonal employee conversations.
Keep trying.
She's like the pro at whatever that is.
She goes into companies and she teaches them like how to manage their time or how to manage their clients and things like that. Every time she'll say something, she'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay.
Does she do the okay?
Yeah, she goes okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And I went to see her and I was like, dude, do you realize that you say okay all the time? And she's like, no, I don't. And I was like, yeah, you do. Because she's waiting for a response. And when she doesn't get one, she says, okay, to respond herself.
Yeah.
But people that are listening to the conference obviously are not going to go like, yeah. uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So she'll go like, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay. It's like awful.
Actually funny because fourth wall break, I do IT for her. Like I have a tendency of talking to myself to figure out a problem.
Oh, she'll be like, what?
But no, she always tries to answer when I'm like, it's obviously not for you because I'm be like, okay, is this supposed to do this? Like, is this opening? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not asking you. But it happens. It's all the time.
But you shouldn't talk to yourself when a client's around.
I do it all the time.
But you shouldn't do it.
That's how I work through my shit. And I tell her, like, I'm like, this is, I'm just figuring shit out. You know, breaking down. It's all of a process of elimination. So, fuck, is it like that? Am I doing this right? Am I like that? But she's like, I don't know.
You should just put your finger up, like, wait a minute while you're talking to yourself. Like, this is not about you.
But I've said, no, about well, that's me. It. No, but I said, like, I'm fucking crazy. Like, I talk to myself. Just ignore me. She's like, oh, okay, no problem. And then she'll still do it.
Oh, boy.
So it's just instinctive. She's that type, and I'm that type, and we deal with it. Love working with her, but it's just funny.
Well, back to the person that says, every 5 seconds.
Okay,
I feel like that's she's stopping herself from being into the mode of learning because she's always like, okay. That's terrible.
To me, that like she can only get it in little bits. She's got to like, I'm going to say
this. The reason she says okay is because she wants to stop you?
No, but she machine guns okay. I'll say something and then without saying anything, he's okay. Like the yeah guy.
Right.
There's the yeah guy. There's the okay lady.
I think psychologically speaking, I think that she feels like she needs to respond to what you're saying.
Right.
Because I had clients like that where even boudoir, where she's like
tits.
Naked.
La la la. Tits. Flicky.
Yeah. She's flicking them while I'm talking to her. She's flicking her boobs.
That's what happens. I'm told that's
flicky,
what happens.
Flicky.
I want to go to one of these sessions, man.
Okay, and while she's flicking a titty, I'm telling her, like, okay, now, so you're going to lie down and you're going to just hold your, I don't know, you're going to lean on your hand, okay, and then you're going to go and just look down, okay, and it's like, no, stop saying okay, like, and I have to tell them, stop saying okay, just listen and do, like, don't worry about it, you know, and they're like,
like okay.
But it's annoying because I'm in a flow, like you said, I'm in the flow of like doing it, but I'm getting stopped every 2 seconds by this okay, and it's like
me nuts.
Let me speak.
I can even deal with the okay. It's the so that I understand correctly.
That's annoying. Oh. Yeah. That's annoying.
So it's like fuck, man.
I thought that she was doing something like so here you have the start button. I thought
no, it wasn't that bad.
No, I say that's better because really? It's okay. 2 seconds. But it's right. Like, so you're saying this is the start button? Hi, were you paying attention a second ago? Yes, yeah. That is the start button. At least if she was just saying start button, got it, go. Like, keep going, you know what I mean? That to me, that's better.
So that's the only thing that's really fucking, like, I got it. I'm a patient guy. I gotta, like, reassess my patient level.
But everything else is okay? Everything happened good in the week?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, she's learning it. That's how she figures it out. I mean, she's very thorough. And you show her once, that's it. Okay. You don't have to show her again. But
she's on her own now. She's not going to break anything?
Hopefully not. But when you show her something, it takes fucking a while. But she gets it.
Okay.
But it's like you're working with a 56K modem when you're used to downloading fucking 5 terabytes. Into, right. You know what I mean? So... it's just, it's like all this information goes, there's a little pipe, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, fuck. Anyways, but apart from that, she's good. And now the people in Toronto, they have their own, you know,
geek. IT person.
Yeah, they can.
Their own geek.
Yeah, they can get, they go, oh, their own fucking geek. They can leave me alone now.
But doesn't that like reduce your job? Like yes. Maybe they'll fire you.
No. They maybe can't. They will.
They can't?
They can't.
Why? You have a hex on them or something?
Absolutely. No. The traders love me. My boss loves me.
You think I like you? I don't like you.
No, you don't love me. You don't like me.
He's like shaking his head like,
you don't love me.
You don't love me.
Fuck you, man. You don't love me.
I never said that. I cry every day.
You don't love me anymore.
What is that from now?
I'd live the math. Okay. Own song. Yeah, it's my own song.
I was like, that's in Terminator 3.
What? The Terminator doesn't love me anymore. He shot me.
All right, well, fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about something that pisses me off.
Go.
No, not really. But.
Okay, and show.
Bye. So I grew an interest. Grew an interest?
I thought you were going to say grew an inch. I'm like, really?
I grew an inch.
What the fuck are you drinking?
I bought new shoes. Okay. No. And I started gaining an interest in vaping. But not for like cigarettes or whatever. I'm making the motion of a cigarette right now.
Right, because you've never smoked?
No, I never smoked a cigarette.
You smoke weed though sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I smoked cigarettes in Sec 1.
Really?
Yes.
You don't seem like a bandwagon jumper, you know what I mean? Like a... No. No, you're like
in Sec 1, you don't really know yourself.
Okay, gotcha.
So, not for that, but more for like medicinal purposes. Desali. I just stopped because I just realized when I say désolé, guys, that means like excuse me in French. Because I just realized that I say that a lot and people are probably like, what the fuck is she saying?
Nobody's asked. They all know, apparently.
They all know. Nobody's asked. Because nobody talks to us.
Nobody gives a shit.
Because nobody cares. So I say désolé when I burp. Okay.
Nobody likes
so,
you.
No, for anxiety. Because I'm trying to figure out ways to undo my anxiety.
Yeah, jerk off more.
No. Jerk off more. So,
that's true. Work.
So I'm trying to figure out ways to get rid of my anxiety because it's getting really bad, especially recently.
You ever meditate?
I try, but I'm too anxious to stop. I have to first relax and then I can meditate.
So, okay. Have you ever done EFT? EFT?
What is that? Wrestling Emotional move or something?
No. I give you a pile driver in your head and you're fucking good. You know what I mean? I give you a stone cold stunner, anxiety's gone. I'm unconscious, but anxiety's gone.
That's technically would get rid of anxiety.
No, EFT stands for, I'm going fucking, na 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 na. Emotional free technique.
Oh, God.
So it's
fucking hipsters.
It's tapping.
On your wrist?
It's tapping in pressure points. So when you feel real stress, I'll pass you the video. It works. I can speak from first-hand account. For me, it worked.
Okay.
I had to do it twice, but it works. So you tap. Your wrist. You listen to the girl tapping your wrist, and you tap your neck like that. I know you look at me like I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this works.
Tell people what you're doing right now. He's tapping his wrist, and now he's tapping the back of his jaw on his neck.
There's like 5 or 6 pressure points on your neck, your wrist, and stuff, and you tap your nose.
Tap your nose?
Or the bridge of your, something like that, your nose, something, yeah, like the top here, forehead?
The back, on top of your,
Yeah, and you say, no.
Bottom of your forehead?
Yeah, you
between
say,
your
like,
eyes?
No, nothing's going on. So we're doing okay, whatever, this and that. You know, kind of reinforcing it. And anyways, for me, I did it twice. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and it calms you down.
Yeah, because you're concentrating on something else.
So if you're in a crisis, or if you're really like, what the fuck?
Crisis as in a panic attack?
Yeah. Have you ever had hospital level? I've had like hospital level panic attacks.
I've had really bad panic attacks, but not hospital level.
Like, yeah. So this like in a pinch, this will help you.
But you could probably just tap the table and it would still work because you're concentrating on tapping.
I know, but I think it's the pressure points like they help with.
But there's no pressure points if you're tapping.
But you're tapping on the pressure points. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
So what you're saying is you tap.
So what you're saying is you're tapping.
Anyway, listen, I'm going to send you a video. It costs nothing. Just fucking try.
All right. Well, back to my story.
Anyway, so you're vaping.
So I'm not vaping.
You're jerking off.
I'm not jerking off.
Okay.
And I'm not tapping. Okay. I'm just growing interest. This started today.
I thought you said groin interest.
Again.
I've got a growing interest.
So I started today.
Okay.
So I was online and I was trying to figure out, because I've talked to a lot of people that do the medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Which is marijuana
with a doctor's note.
No, which is like...
Different strand or something?
No, strain.
Whatever.
Different strain.
I obviously smoke.
Some of them, it's basically you're smoking marijuana, but it doesn't get you high. You just get everything else.
Is it just the THC or something? Like they have edibles. They have the edibles that do that. Like they get rid of, there's just the medicinal part.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just like medicinal. It doesn't get you actually high.
Right,
it just gives you everything else.
Right.
And so I'm like looking at, they do that and it's like really helping even people with cancer. They say like it's amazing and stuff like that. So
okay.
I'm like,
okay.
I don't have cancer, thank God. But thank goodness, because I don't believe in God. And so I'm like, okay, I'm looking into it.
Right.
Where the fuck do you get that? It's like
the Jean Guy on the street there.
Yeah, does Jean Guy on the street have it, or does the store have it? Because technically, it would be legal.
Yes, I think you need a prescription. You need a special like dispensary, whatever.
Turns out in Canada,
yes,
there's not a lot of information on that. So anyway, so I went. Plus, I thought it was like vaping. You vaped water,
okay,
but it's not water. It's like glycerin, vegetable glycerin or something.
Okay.
So anyways, I did all kinds of different research projects. So I decided before coming here, I went to the store. You know that vape store that we have at our mall?
I didn't know that we had a vape store.
Yeah. It's okay. So always empty. It's like literally just empty walls because they're not allowed to like display anything. They're like only in the counters in front. So there's like literally nothing in that store. So I go inside and I'm like, hey, what up,
hey, bro? Hey, bro.
Sapporo, homies. He wasn't black. And I was like, so, little question, probably easier to come to you rather than like research online. If somebody has anxiety and they want to start vaping, do you have any information on that? And he's like, not really. And I'm like, really? Not at all?
Like, you're a weed store.
And he's not a weed store. He's a vaping store.
Oh.
Just a vaping store. It's like those vaping stores that they have everywhere where they sell the little and the little juicy juices or whatever, the little juice that goes inside.
Okay.
The vape juice. So I'm like, nothing. He's like, well, vaping is kind of just like when you're smoking and instead of smoking, you do vaping. Vaping is not only with nicotine. Oh, well, no, not really. And I'm like, why do you work here? Yeah. Like, can't you just vape without the nicotine? And he's like, yeah, actually, yeah, you can. And I'm like, okay, well, can you vape herbs? And he's like, no, not really. What about weed? And he's like, yeah. Weed is a herb. Are you aware? Oh, yeah, that's true. And he's like, okay, well, can you do other herbs? And he's like, I don't think so. Come on. Can you be a little bit of help?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, were you expecting...
I was expecting him to be like, well, there's five types, different strands of la-da-da-da-da.
But after you got the first answer of like, okay, this guy's an idiot, why do you continue? Like, you obviously know this guy's an idiot.
Because I traveled all the way to the fucking store. You're like,
give me something.
Give me something. Yeah. And plus, I'll tell you about another story earlier this week of another idiot from the store.
Charlie's pet peeves.
No, but it's... To me, it's like... If you're a normal human being, I think.
Right.
If you're working at a store, work a little harder to try to learn the product you're selling.
A little bit.
Right? Just a little.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I ended up leaving the store because I was like, okay. I ended up getting out of him that weed is, cannabis is illegal in Canada. So you can't buy it.
Because there's medicinal. Like, I actually invested.
Not even. You know what?
No. I invested in... Canadian weed companies for medicinal.
Okay, well, he wasn't aware because he just said it's illegal. So I was like, okay. And maybe in the States there's herbs. But I know in the States there are because I checked online before.
Right.
And I even gave him a list. Do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And he was like, I don't know what those things are. And I was like, okay, bye. So I left.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking into it. So listeners, if you have any stuff, let me know. And... That's it. That was the end of my story. Because the guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, you can work at fucking Walmart and know about the shit that they sell there. Like, I get maybe it's not your greatest job in the world, but if you're going to fucking do whatever you do, at least be half decent at it. You know what I mean?
If you have one job, the thing that boggles my mind is if you work at Walmart and you don't know some of the products in Walmart, cool. You're okay.
Yeah.
It's like a million products at Walmart. I get it. But if you're working in a store that has one product, one, vaping, I'm pretty sure you should know anything about vaping.
A little bit.
A little bit.
And what? It's not like you're the first person to ever
ask a question.
Have this fucking query about vaping herbs. Not everybody's like, oh, well, maybe I'll have some tobacco today. Most people will be, but there's got to be one other person in the fucking world that thinks what you do and has come with that question.
Plus, isn't their job, number one job, to get new people to start doing this shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want to sell shit.
Exactly.
So,
I went to a hair store, which is like next door, because apparently it's like a thing in that aisle. Next door, and they only sell hair straighteners and curling irons only. Yeah.
Okay.
So I go inside and I was looking for a 3/4 inch curling iron.
Right.
And I'm like, hi, She's like, hi, can I help you? Sure. Do you have a 3/4-inch curling iron? Because I don't want to look for it. Because it's literally like floor to ceiling of curling irons.
Yeah.
So while she's like, looking around, like, I'm still looking the wall.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at the wall, looking with her.
Right.
And she's like, I don't think so. Oh, look, there's one here, I think. And I pick it up and I'm like, yeah, this is 3/4-inch. Oh. Apologize. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't know, man. We must have gotten them or anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, and this one was like from 1 inch to 3/4. So it was like big to small.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, do you have only 3/4? She's like, I don't think so. I think this is pretty much like everything. Oh, there's one right here.
Oh, fuck.
I found five.
Wow.
I found five different ones.
Wow.
And she didn't even apologize.
She didn't even
look at me in the eye.
Didn't even give a shit.
And I look at her and I'm like, hey. Like, with the five in my hand, I'm like, learn your product, baby.
Or at least, even if you don't learn, just look. Like, she didn't even fucking look.
But what do you do all day? Sit, like, learn your product, right? Aren't you putting these on the shelves?
But I would say, in the smallest effort, say, let me take a look and see if it's there. Not even, like, giving a shit.
I couldn't believe it.
Those
I just left. I was like, I don't even feel like buying here. See ya.
Some people, you know what? And I think that's what stands out today is good customer service. When people get it, you can keep clients. If you're a small business,
it's very easy to keep clients because the amount of people that don't.
That's just give a shit.
Yeah.
Be a little bit thorough and give a fuck and people will fucking love you.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
That is crazy.
So anyway, so I'm not vaping because people are stupid.
And you're not curling your hair.
And I'm not curling my hair. So.
You know what helps solve that? Amazon. I buy fucking everything. If you buy on Amazon, use our link.
I actually checked online to see if you could buy like cannabis oil on Amazon. I couldn't find it. But I also don't know what it was called. So
you have to do more.
Weed oil? Google. Is it oil? Then I was like, juice? Like I couldn't
weed
even.
Juice.
It's called vape juice. That's what it's called.
There's got to be people in our audience that smoke that can let you know.
Oh yeah, can you ship me one? Thanks.
Done. Thank you.
P.O. Box number.
You should get a P.O. Box number.
That'd be so cool. Mm. So I'm also back. I told you this. I'm back on Tinder. You know that, right?
As of 2 weeks ago.
As 2 weeks ago.
Are you off again or are you back on?
No, again? I'm still on. I'm talking to two guys now.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, one who is the boringest guy in the world.
Okay, so who's two? I want to learn about Captain Boring.
Okay, Captain Boring is so boring.
How boring is he?
He's Italian, though, and he's pretty cute, so I was like, give him a chance.
Women aren't superficial. No, it's all about personality. You guys are the worst than men. Women are worse than men for superficial shit. And behind closed doors, it's all about, oh, well, he's cute. I'll give him a shot. So women who say they're not, you're all full of shit. I don't give a shit. I think it's everybody, you like what you like. But fucking be straight up about it. And don't be a fucking two-faced. Thank you. Good night. Captain Boring.
You done? It's true. We're pretty critical. And actually, to the point where girls, everybody knows this, but girls dresses up for girls, not for guys, because guys are so easy to please.
Yeah, exactly. They want to show off to other women.
Show a bra strap, and they're like, come in my pants.
There you go.
So, yeah.
But for other, they want to be like, you want to look at certain women.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, so he literally talks like, hi, how are you? Good, you? Very good, thanks. Hey, you still there? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, okay. So he like just talks like, oh, I just finished my job. I just finished work. Okay, cool. What are you doing now? Nothing. Okay, cool. Don't hear from him for like 3 hours. He's like, oh yeah, hi. I just finished my job. And I'm like, okay, but is that all you do in your life? Like, can we talk? He's like, can we talk about something? He's like, yeah, what's your last name? And I'm like, why? Like, why do you need to know my last name?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know, because sometimes Italian last names are very common. I'm like, mine's not common. And all my Italian, my family's in Italy. Oh, okay, cool. And I'm like, God, that's kid. I'm like, hey, would you rather I say, okay, would you rather, let's end the chit chat. Would you rather laugh every time you cry or cry every time you laugh?
Neither.
No, that's not the game. Like, you can't just say neither. Yeah. You have to pick one.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to think about it.
I don't know.
I'm like, okay. Are you fucking joking? Then I'm like, oh, he's like, oh, okay, I have a question. Do you think morality is taught or it's innate? And I'm like, wow, that's boring. Like, yeah. Really? Like, you can't have something fun to say? Yeah, anyway.
Captain Boring.
And it's not
give him a call.
Mm. Not only that, he asked me if I could go for a drink like 8 times tonight. And I'm like, no, I have podcasting.
How about now? You want to go for a drink now?
How about tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm working.
How about like right now?
How about Saturday? I'm like, no, I'm working also Saturday. Saturday, but how about like tonight? I'm like, no. Not going to work.
Captain Boring.
Mm. I should go on a date with him, but you go.
No.
Oh my God, can we do that?
No.
I'm not doing that. It'd be so funny.
Not doing that.
Please.
No. No.
Please.
Nope.
Come on, how funny would that be?
What, go on a date with a guy?
But with thinking you? That it's me.
You want me to go on a date?
For me.
With a guy?
Yeah, so I say, okay, here's my picture. And then I go on the date, and then you show up instead.
So I'd be like, hey, I'm Charlie.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
No, I'm going to get punched in the face or something.
How can you get punched in the face? You could knock him down.
I know, but I'm like, you know, I have to get into a tussle.
I'm sorry, you're who? Charlie.
Yeah, that was my earlier shots the last year. I've lost a few pounds since.
Cut my hair short.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that would be hilarious.
I was at a bachelor party 2 weeks ago.
Bachelor party?
Bachelor party.
Whose bachelor party?
It was Kung Fu's bachelor party.
Oh, that's not racist.
Well, it rhymes with his name.
It is.
So it's not really racist.
It works two ways then.
Yeah. You want me to twist your bottle?
Okay. No. I was pointing the Richard's bottle towards you so you could call him Richard.
Oh. Well, his name's not Richard. It's Kung
Fu. It's Kung Fu. His name's not Richard. It's Kung Fu. Much more believable.
It rhymes with his name. Like, what do you want me to do? All right. So Kung Fu's getting married.
Okay.
And I'm there with a bunch of Asians. It's me, the one white guy. Well, I consider myself an egg.
Kung Fa.
I consider myself a comfy. Bing bong, ping pong. Whatever, they're all fucking. And I'm like the most Asian out of all the Asian guys. There's like an MMA fighter Asian guy. There's like a nerdy Asian, a chill Asian, really? A smoking weed Asian, like a DJ Asian. Like all the fucking types. Whatever, all the types of Asians.
Okay.
So
what'd you guys do?
We start with like steak dinner at the guy's house. One of the guys is a chef. He cooks a like fucking perfect steak on the barbecue.
Really? Was it good?
Yo, so good. Steak. Okay. Medium rare, big ass, juicy, fucking sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're a
carcass.
I know you're vegetarian there, but like fucking cook that shit. It was so fucking delicious.
Cook that shit. Literally.
So good.
Okay. So?
Oh yeah.
So at the whose house? The guy's house.
Other guy, a guy's friend's house.
Comfies.
Comfies. Comfy.
Comfy's house.
Get it? Comfy's house. And they were playing this stupid game. It's, I don't know the name of this. If you've played this, let me know. You might know this. Because like it's more so, it's actually a chick game almost.
Okay.
You're in a, like a kitchen, sorry. You're in a, I don't stereotype.
Hey!
So you're in a kitchen and you're like four cooks. And you have to prepare these things and send them out. So, like, one's like a pizza.
Okay.
And one's burgers. And you get different types of burgers. And so, one guy's, like, chopping the lettuce. And one guy's cooking the meat.
Okay.
And you have to coordinate.
So that it all ends at the same time?
Yeah.
That's a game?
It sounds like the dumbest thing ever. It's the most fun game I've ever played.
Really? But you were participating as well?
I was playing.
What were you doing?
We're all playing. Like, no, but it depends where you're at. Like, lettuce cutting guy, dishwasher, like working at McDonald's, you understand how this shit works, yeah. Right? So you're like, as I'm cutting the lettuce, I see the dishes need to be done. Then I see three more tomatoes. I cut the tomatoes. But like, it sounds like the dumbest thing. It's the most fun game ever. You get these four.
Okay,
yeah,
brainwashed.
No, but then this guy's like calling, oh, I need fucking buns. I need meat. You know, like, but like you're trying to rush against time, whatever. And for whatever reason, I was having fun. I'm like, yo, fuck the bachelor party. Let's play this game.
Okay.
So anyways, we after everybody's done their steaks, we fuck off.
Okay.
We go to Whiskey Cafe. And Whiskey Cafe is like this old man cigar lounge.
Where we went? What, Carb's birthday?
I wasn't there. I was in Vancouver. But yeah, I guess you guys went there. It's like you sample whiskey. You know, the whiskey, you know, the whiskey.
You whiskey. Oh, no, wait.
The whiskey.
You sample the whiskey. Oh, my leg. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. We went there, probably. Like okay. In the middle of the plateau?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's there.
And you're sitting there, like, you have this, like, row of whiskeys, and you're like, it's all these old men.
It's like,
these old men. It smells like the burnt caramel.
And there's, like, a smoking room?
Yeah, there's a smoking room in the back.
So, yeah, yeah, okay.
So that place. So it was fucking gross. Wasn't very lively. It was, you know, you want something more vibrant, more energy, not just like these old men like, oh, whiskey.
Right.
You know. So we had whiskey and the
whiskeys.
Whiskeys, you know. And the UFC guys like bitching about Conor McGregor. The whole fight that's coming up, he's like, oh, it's not a real fucking thing. It's a fucking joke. I'm not going to watch. I'm like, just watch it. You know?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. Anyways, he's a dick. So we leave there. Then we go to the what's the place we go to in Verdun all the time, but it wasn't the one in Verdun, it was the one Palco? In the plateau, the one in Verdun.
Oh, brewery? No,
yeah, the you know, the one in Verdun, you like you went there,
but yeah, starts with a B. Fuck
the B, the
where
B
we
bar.
Always go. What is it called?
The B bar.
Okay, sure. No,
Carb's like, ah, it's the
Benelux,
so other Benelux, right?
Yeah.
And so we go there, we have one drink leave. I'm like, this is shit. This is sucking. Who the fuck planned this? Is because when I plan, I fucking plan. Like my
and plus, the Benelux is really far, isn't it? From the whiskey place.
It was 10-minute drive, but then like, okay, we got to find either an Uber, we got to drive. We're fucking driving everywhere. Like there's nothing planned, nothing's reserved.
Okay.
I'm like, this sucks, you know? So we go to this other place called Miso. It's on Atwater. Yeah. It's like a Japanese bar slash
bar
kind of like pub food, like you know, quick like finger food and shit. So okay, I'm like, okay, like I'm hoping this is gonna be some, you know. And but then I don't know, one of the guys, Foo Lam or whatever, he's got a fucking hook up. he's got a hook up with the owner.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, this is good. I'm not a big sake drinker, you know, but fucking the sake bottles start lining up. Sake.
Isn't it? Sake? Isn't it sake? Hey. Don't ask Google.
Why did you stop me?
Okay, do it.
Hey, K-Google.
K-Gulu.
What's sake? Sake.
It is sake?
Sake.
I thought it was sake.
Sake.
Could be a very American thing to say. Sake. Go.
Show title. Sake.
Sake.
Yeah, so Foo Lam has got his hookup, you know? So he's got lining up like four bottles of sake. Where we got like these.
It sounds like you're saying soccer.
Really?
Like soccer.
Soccer. We got these bottles of soccer.
Soccer. Okay.
So, like one of my list, like guy from the Boston, soccer.
Soccer.
I'm playing some soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing some soccer. All right, sake.
Oh my God, I can't stop eating these. Okay, go.
Okay, sake. All kinds of fucking sake going on. And our Betty White, you know?
Our Betty White.
Our Betty White. You know, not your Betty White. Our Betty White. Our buddy,
okay,
Kung Fu, is not a heavy drinker.
Kung Fu, the main guy.
Kung Fu. I've only had one, like two beers.
Kung Fu.
So Kung Fu. He's now Kung Fu.
Okay.
Kung Fu doesn't drink that much.
Well, he's Asian, so yeah.
No, hey, whoa, buddy.
It's true.
Stereotype.
It's not a stereotype. Listen. It's in their deans?
It's in their deans, man.
It's in their DNA.
It's in their deans. Okay.
It's in their DNA.
Okay. Phil would say, fuck you.
I know, not everybody has it.
But you said, oh, it's because he's Asian. You're a fucking racist.
No, it's in their DNA. It's like saying...
Oh, go ahead, Barry.
Dig your own grave,
motherfucker.
It's like saying...
Go ahead.
I can find something.
Yeah.
It's like saying Italians are hairy. So, yes, most Italians are hairy, but not everybody is.
That's not the same.
It's the exact same thing. It's part of the DNA.
No.
Exact same thing. It's part of your DNA.
No.
Yes, it is.
Don't agree.
All right, listeners.
Somebody's trying to break in.
Somebody's trying to break in.
Anyways, protect me, Charlie. You're my meat shield.
What?
Yeah, you're my meat shield. I'll just hold you in front of me. You're my meat shield.
But that, I hope he's a cannibal then. Because what, like...
No, you know he's going to, like, fire bullets and, like, you're blocking me.
Oh, God.
Like, you're my meat shield. Like, I'll literally just hold you up in front of me. Can you take all
the guy's going to be like, oh, no, there's a meat shield. Must shoot through it instead of, like, no, knocking
like,
me down.
He's like, he's impenetrable with his meat. And you're like, what the fuck? Taking shot after shot. I'm like, oh, you sacrificed to whatever.
Bye.
Thanks for your sacrifice.
Oh, Ron, poor me. Okay, go.
Yeah, so...
He's not a heavy drinker.
Okay, that took us 8 minutes to get to. Not a heavy drinker. That so he starts off, sake shot, sake shot.
Oh, no.
Sake shot.
Oh, no.
Sake shot.
Oh, no.
And every time we're doing the shot, we do, like, his last name. So we're like, foo, 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 foo. You know, and then boom, and then he hits the sake shot. And after about 4 sake shots, he's starting to get a bit loose. And, he's got this shirt of, like, stuff he's got to do. He's got to get, okay, like, 12 girls to sign his shirt. Somebody's got to buy him a drink. He's got to, like, get smacked in the ass or whatever.
I hate those games. They're so fucking corny.
Not my bachelor party planning.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going with the flow. Generally, his friends are shyer.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got to get this going, you know? So I grab him. I'm like, let's go. Okay. So I go in the middle of the restaurant. I need everybody's attention.
Oh, no.
I got to start. My buddy's getting married. We need somebody to smack him on the ass. Is there any lady here right now? So I'm looking around like there's some girls like not making eye contact. But then I see one group and then the guy's like hitting the girl. He's like, come on, come on. I'm like, I got her.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got her. So I'm like, can you please help my friend out smack? And like, she's like, all right, let's go. And so I take him. I like... assuming a position, put his head down. I'm like, let's go. Hit him as hard as you can. So she fucking whacks him, signs his shirt. Some other dude just like runs up and hits him on the ass too. We count that as like as a bonus.
Sure.
And so then that starts like the sake shot. Then he takes this other, it's like a 3-layered shot. So you bang on the table. The first shot goes in the second drink.
Yeah.
You keep banging. I don't know. They're doing some chant like, oh, blah, 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 whatever. And then it goes into the third beer glass and you have to down it.
Oh, that's gross.
So he downs that, goes out for a smoke, comes back. Sake shot, sake shot, sake shot.
Death.
Sake shot. Like smoke again. Sake shot, sake shot.
Well, no.
Sake shot, sake shot.
Did he die? Is this
then before he leaves?
He's not answering.
Stop this. Jumping the gun. I got a story here.
Wait, did he actually die?
Don't ruin the ending. So he goes for the second monster shot before he leaves. He's like, owner's like, you got to do it. Like, we went through fucking like 10 bottles of sake.
Oh my God.
He's at shot 14 and now monster shot number 2 in 1 hour.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
So and then he starts, like, pumping his chest. He's like,
like a loser? Like a fucking loser ape?
Yeah, he's like loser kung fu ape or whatever. And he gets him down about 75% of the second shot. And all you hear is,
oh, no.
I'm like, oh, fuck, get to the bathroom, get to the bathroom. And the owner's like, get him to the bathroom. But then he doesn't listen to any of us and he bolts outside.
Okay.
So then he starts like running around like he's jumping on like street signs and he's doing the chest pumping. I'm like, dude, you got to get some water in you or something. Get some water.
Oh, now you want water, huh?
I'm like, okay, this guy needs water. And so I give him a bottle of water and he dumps it on his head.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, right idea, wrong, wrong execution.
Wrong
but,
place.
Wrong area, but yeah, you get the idea. Second bottle of water. He downs about a quarter of it. Then do you know, you watch wrestling, you know Triple H?
Yeah.
So he does the thing where he spits all the water
out.
Yeah,
that's like, what he does.
Like that. So he just looks around and does the Triple H thing. I'm like, no, you got to drink the water. So anyway, so he's just, I don't know, he's acting crazy.
Gee, I wonder why.
But the downhill, if you remember the carp downhill on some of the podcasts, remember in the last all beer we had here?
Yeah.
Where he was just talking and then a second later, he starts slurring. He's like, so that was this guy. But like Tacomatose.
Oh, almost. No.
So, okay. He's like, I'm like, you got to puke, man. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. But he wouldn't drink the water. He just kept on doing the Triple H spitting. Or he was dumping it on his head. He just wasn't getting
it. He's gone.
So, okay. We're out like, of the building. We got one last stop. We got to go to the strip club. We're about 15 minutes away from the strip club. So then we start like walking him. And then at the last point, two of us are dragging him to the car. And it's this other guy's car. Kung Wee's car. So Kung Wee's like, we're right parked right outside of Dawson College. And he's like, okay, if you got to puke, do it now. You
know, please don't puke in my car. Please don't puke
in my car. He's like, no, I'm good. All right. So we give him a bag. And we're like, okay, if you got to puke and we can't stop the car, try to puke in the bag. And so the second he sits, we haven't even started the car, nothing. We just open the door. The second he sits in the car, he starts puking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But we're like, okay, good. It's good. Get it out, man. Get it out, you know? Like, you start back fresh, you know? So he pukes. He fills up like a grocery store bag.
No.
No joke. So I'm like, where do I put this? So I just launch it over the fence.
Oh, my like, God.
See, whatever. I didn't like Dawson College anyways. So then he fills up like another half bag. Like he's puking like mad. So we're like, okay, he's got it all out of his system. There's no way. Sure. I mean, it's all out of his system. He's good now. We're round two. We're getting to the strip club. As a precautionary measure.
Let's have another bag.
we provide him with a third bag so that during the transport, if there's any unforeseen circumstances, that he will be equipped enough to relieve himself.
Oh, boy.
But I said, listen, you know, if you got to puke, just give him like 20 seconds notice. He'll park over to the side. He's like, yeah, no problem. Okay. As we're driving, you're good, Matt. We're checking every like couple minutes. You still good? Yeah, I'm good. All right. As we're about 5 minutes from the venue. Now I start hearing. Like, you good, man? No answer.
No, park.
But we're like, we can't. We're at a place like we're in like there's no parking. It's
Where were you?
It's like on a bridge. Like it's well.
At the exit of Saint-Jacques? You know
Notre Dame? Yeah, like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Like when you're crossing, it's like you can't really park. You know.
Just stop the car.
So, well, not my car, anyway. So, but he's here, and as I'm here, he's like, "You good?" He's like, "Oh." And we're at this point, we're hoping it was in the bag because he's not answering. So we're like, okay, we get to the strip club. We're going to assess the damage. Hopefully he got in the bag. So I said, pull up like in a space where it's empty or whatever. I'll call the other guys over. We'll assess. We'll figure out our game plan to get him in.
He puked in the bag, but there was a hole in it.
So upon opening the door, he unfortunately missed the bag.
Oh, no.
All over his shirt. All over his pant, all over the car seat, the back of the others, like just everywhere. Not a good scene. Yeah, just not a good scene. We get him out and he just like falls onto the ground. Now he's shirtless, lying in the pantless. Strip club. No, he didn't get it on his pants. It was like a tiny bit, but we just wiped it. It was all like mostly all shirt and the car seat, like other side of the car seat. So he's like shirtless lying down in the parking lot. We're trying to like, trying to revive him, trying to wake him up, you know. And then he's like on his back. I'm like, fuck, get him on his side. He can choke, you know.
Wait, is he puking still?
He's like kind of puking. He's like gagging or whatever. But he's on his back. I'm like, they're all sitting there like dry humping him and shit. Like writing shit on his chest. Like just at least get him on his fucking side, you know. Gets on his side, whatever. And then 10 minutes, 15 minutes go by. He seems to have it all has gotten out of his system. I'm like, okay, we're going to one last ditch effort. Because, man, it's...
He's shirtless. You're going to still go to the strip club?
So we've got a plan B because Kung Fang has a shirt, an extra shirt.
Okay.
And they're all pretty much the same size.
Right.
So I'm like the only heavyset guy there. So all the Asian dudes are all kind of around the same size. So Kung Fang's got a shirt. And we're like, okay, dude, we're going to get you in. You know, it's got your shirt on. You good? We're good. Yeah, whatever. Start putting the shirt on. Like the second the shirt goes on,
all over his shirt,
covers the shirt again and puke. Like, fuck, man, you're not making this easy. So that, and then we get the shirt off again. We're like, he's like, we got like gym towels on him so he doesn't get cold. And he's just kind of sitting there.
So what happened?
We're all sitting there. We're just like, do we just leave him? Like, just stick him in the car. Let's go to strip club.
That's such a guy thing to do.
Do we just leave him? So after about an hour, we're like, okay, this isn't happening. We're not getting him in. And let's just go to Mickey D's or something, grab like a bunch of food.
Yeah, because the shirtless guy totally fits into Mickey D's.
So we literally had to deadlift him in the car. Like, he was dead body weight. He was like...
Oh, my God.
He was done. Kid. He was almost comatose.
But you guys are such idiots to feed him, like, 14 shots.
Not my fucking bachelor party. All I'm saying...
He doesn't know.
He should have
taken responsibility.
Listen, I ain't his mother. He knows his limits. And fucking... best man should have not pushed him.
Such a boy thing to say.
Listen, bro. Listen, bro. You do you, bro. You do you.
Fine, whatever.
So anyways, we drag this limp ass and we're like, we gotta go to McDonald's, fuck, whatever. So we leave him in the car. He's shirtless, like hanging over the fucking seat in the window, like planted in the window. And we put the bag over like a trough. So he put the two sides of the bag, like, to cover his van, like, in case he pukes, you just left him there.
You just left him there?
Yeah, for, like, 20 minutes. Yeah, we went to Mickey D's. And then the night ended there. He almost made it.
What time was it?
He almost made it. It was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
He almost made it, but he said when he woke up, from what he remembers, he had a good time. It was just one of those crazy nights, you know. It would have been nice to cap it off.
I never understood the whole bachelorette party. Like, I mean, I get the idea of it, that you're supposed to, like, party one last time as a single person.
Yeah.
But it's so stupid how overboard people go.
Well, I'm not a fan of the kind of challenges and stuff. Like, making people, like, get
forcing
these things.
Them.
That's like, if I do that, I wouldn't want that shit. I wouldn't mind going out and drinking a bunch and strip clubs and all and having fun. That's what I do with my buddy when I organized it. But like that other shit, like the frat stuff, like that's not my thing, but whatever. It was fun. Like you gotta, you know, whatever. That was his thing. So I just tried to make the best of it. But yeah, it was an interesting night.
The last bachelorette party that I went to was my friend's wedding.
Do the girls go as crazy?
Depends which friends you're with.
Okay.
But yeah,
they can go on that level too?
Yes, they could. And like they just... those stupid games. So one game that the girl has often is that they'll have like a bucket and then they'll say like a dollar. But actually the guys have that too. Give me a dollar and I'll kiss you, blah, blah.
Yeah, kiss on like the cheek or something.
Or give me a dollar for help me pay my wedding. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, and they give you like a little balloon or a fucking
which is so
candy.
Stupid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the last bachelorette party that I went to was like a few weeks ago only and her sister organized it and they're like, very traditional couple, so they have to do everything traditional, so it's like you have to do the games, and she has to have the little baby veil and whatever, like the stupid thing. Right. The penises everywhere, and it's like, God. So
many penises.
So we go to like Carlos and Pepe's, which is like a Mexican place, so we do like drinks there, and then we head over to a bar. Okay. So as we're walking to the bar, she's like, oh, you have your bucket, you have to ask for money, and we're like, oh, God, but you have to participate, right, because you have no choice.
Yeah.
The first guy
okay.
that she comes across, help me pay for my wedding. He's like, okay, cool. Pulls out $100.
Holy shit.
We were like,
what?
Holy fuck, we can actually make money here. And then
business opportunity.
Then we all went nuts. We're like, money for the wedding. She ended up making $170.
But like, it was all off the first guy.
There was like 3 guys that gave money, $170.
That was
bucks.
It. Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking
crazy. Is she hot? That helps usually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
helps.
It's Talia. So.
Oh fuck yeah, that helps.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, she saw it. So the guys will be more inclined to. But yeah, I guess you see that with everywhere. Like, you know, even like the UNICEF people that like. It says usually the good-looking guys or girls that
no,
get all
no, but it's
in,
like,
you know?
Just wait for guys, not to be mean, guys, but, or maybe actually I'm telling you a secret. Wait for the guys to be drunk and they'll give money away. Like, we went to a bar, actually a club that we used to go to in our 20s. We're like, oh, let's just go, whatever. And we just, like, went. And there was a bunch of guys there that saw a bunch of girls and they were like, yeah baby.
Drinks.
And we were like, hey, bucket. Yeah, and they all, like, gave us
20s. Oh, there you go.
So we're like, okay, thank you, bye. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
Guys are
gentlemen,
so dumb that
way. When you drink, you're like, pussy, money.
Guys, you're so dumb when you drink.
We
you
are
just
dumb.
Give away your money
we
for
love
no
it.
Reason.
Yeah, well, we like to have a good time.
Mm-mm. You give away your money because you're hoping that there's going to be sex in exchange.
Absolutely.
And that's dumb because we know that and we take advantage.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Good for you. It's an understood fucking thing. And if you can take advantage of it, fucking
do it. To be completely honest, I kind of feel bad, but that we can do this, but I mean, I might as well do it because I can. But in my 20s, I did not pay for one drink.
There you go.
Not one. Mm-hmm. And I also never had sex with a guy from a bar. There so
successful rate, zero.
Zero for them. For and me, it was drinks.
100%. 100% free drinks. There you go. And on that note, let's close the show, Charlie. Plugs and final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Guys, don't be stupid. Don't give away your money to pretty girls.
Unless they have buckets.
No, don't do it. Because we take advantage. Don't do it.
Give a dollar for Bachelorette, for sure.
A dollar.
I wouldn't give 100.
Give $1.
I wouldn't give 100. That guy's fucking insane.
That guy is stupid. But anyway,
I would say stupid. Listen, what you do with your money is your business.
No, for sure.
But
he could have used that money for other things.
He could have saved fucking rainforests. I don't know.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
People save the rainforest.
And plugs, you could go, if ever you want to listen to us, please do. You could go and register. You could go and subscribe on iTunes.
You don't need to register. Don't worry.
No.
We don't care.
Subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, or even go and listen to us on YouTube.
STFUpodcast.com or the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you check out some great shows like Hanging with Heavy. You check out CFL Easy Picks. You check out the Tuts Experience. But if you want just our stuff, STFUpodcast.com, where you could also click on the Amazon link, Charlie.
I'm not even listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's your show and you're not even listening to me?
You could go and click on the Amazon link.
I was so charismatic.
Yeah, weren't you?
Wow.
So what happens when you click on the Amazon link?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Well, okay. That's fine, because I can tell you.
Okay, good.
If ever you are shopping on Amazon for whatever that you may want, no matter if you are in the US or Canada or even in the UK.
The US, the UK, and Canada. Eh? No.
Eh? Okay. Oh, wow. I did not get that joke. Thank you,
you
very much.
She wasn't listening.
But you can go and do all your purchases using our link on the sdfupodcast.com website.
Doesn't cost anything extra and
at
helps
all.
Out the show, supports the show.
That will.
Charlie, she, you know, she's not in her 20s anymore.
Nope. And I cannot. I have to pay for my own drinks.
The looks department.
I have to pay for my own drinks now.
Listen, guys. She's my friend. She's my sister. I love my sister. Free drinks. Not so much.
Not so,
so
much. Doesn't happen.
Support the show and help Charlie drink some beer.
Yeah, doesn't happen anymore. Guys, I have to pay for my own beers. Please help me out. Just go. Every time you shop
in
on
the
Amazon.
So keep talking.
Okay. Every
angel.
Time that you shop on Amazon,
fly
go and click on the link and help me out.
From here.
Pay my own drinks.
In the you're like one of those kids in fucking Uganda or something.
Help me.
It's like you're sitting in the go guy. In the arms
please.
Of the
have
angel.
A little bit of heart and help me get drunk every night.
Some comfort.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was good. We gotta do. Bye. Suck my dick. Bye.
Yeah, no, it's not. I still hear it.
I don't really hear it.
Because the faucet in the top floor opened up because they're washing their feet.
Well, still washing their feet. Every time we fucking record, they're washing their feet.